Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We go right to the front lines of history in the making. And I'm feeling real good today. I'm broadcasting from Milwaukee, the city of the world champion Milwaukee Bucks. Luke, I'll tell you something. Last night, that second quarter, I think we only scored 13 points. I'm thinking, what's going on here? I'm serious. And we're down 5 at the half, and I'm going, what's going on here? Because we don't want to go back to Phoenix and get ambushed. How did you feel after that second quarter?
The second quarter was tumultuous, to say the least. I wasn't worried, but I was a little nervous. I kept clinging to the one statistic. 11 out of 11 times, a NBA team that was bringing the game home for game 6 to clinch in their hometown, teams were 11 for 11. And now that statistic has improved to 12 for 12. So that was the statistic that I was clinging to all day yesterday. It helped me get through that hard second quarter. Yeah. Really, that's just it was an amazing second half. Giannis was incredible. You could tell that he was the one that was going to put the game away for the team pretty early on in the game, I believe. Like, you could tell that he wanted the ball. He wanted to take it to the rim, and he was the one just completely fired up. And in the second quarter, I was a little worried because it didn't seem like he was getting a whole lot of help from the rest of the team. But, you know, Jrue Holiday hit a couple of really important threes. Brooke Lopez had a stretch where he had like 6 unanswered points. And so it really was a whole team effort. And like Giannis said yesterday at the end of the game, he could have went and left and joined a super team and got a championship the easy way. And he didn't. He did it the hard way, and he stayed in Milwaukee, and him and Chris Middleton built a core group of guys together, and they brought the Larry O'Brien Trophy home to Milwaukee, which is, I believe, the first time that the Larry O'Brien Trophy has made it to Milwaukee, because it previously was not called the Larry O'Brien Trophy. So I think it was a really special game. It was a really special series. This playoff run has been amazing, and I'm just very happy for the Bucks and very happy for the city of Milwaukee.
Yeah, no, amen. And you know something? I think with Giannis, he is on a super team. You know, you put Middleton and Jrue Holiday and Portis and all these guys up with Giannis, of course. LeBron James was on the bench watching. You see what I'm saying? He was on the bench watching. And he was rooting for the Suns. So he was a double loser. And the ambulance chasers from Arizona, who blew money on a billboard that said the Suns, well, the sun has set. The sun rises, but the sun sets. And the sun has set.
Yes.
And, you know, this is the super team. They'll be the favorites next year. And I'll tell you, I bit my fingernails in that second quarter. But after a while, they were down 5 at the half, and I thought, you know, at least they're somewhat close, and they just did the job.
Well, fun fact, Vegas is not even saying that the Bucks are the favorites going into next season already. They are the third favorite team, I believe, going into next year. So Vegas already has
the Suns.
No, I believe L.A. and New York. So there's those. They're betting that the Lakers and the Nets have better chances so far, but the Bucks are third. So you know, there's always a bias for those big market teams, those super teams like LeBron and KD and those guys doing it out on the East and West Coast. But I think you're right. I think Milwaukee's a super team. I think that there's going to be some free agents that are going to be interested and attracted to going and playing with the core group of guys. The nice thing is Giannis, Chris, and Jrue are not going anywhere for the next couple years, which is fantastic because that core of group of guys can continue playing. And I think they can improve from where they are right now as well. So that means that they've got a chance to do a deep playoff run pretty much every year for the next couple years, which – as a Bucks fan, grew up in Milwaukee, lifelong Wisconsinite, I'm really excited to watch these guys continue to play ball together and really excited to see what kind of hardware Giannis can continue to add to his trophy shelf.
Right. No, and it's outstanding. And, you know, the funny thing, you just hit the nail on the head. All of the TV people would love to have New York against LA just because of the ratings. But I'll tell you what, there were ratings on this one too. And when a team like Milwaukee wins, I mean, we could win the World Series this year in baseball. Look at our team there. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers, if he comes back, and we'll see about that. Well, that's another subject, but we're always Super Bowl contenders and we're a small market, but we're a good market, a very good market. Well, thank you, Luke, for that insight, for that insight. We're going to go to politics now. And, you know, something with Nancy Pelosi, one thing I do not understand, this January 6th commission, where Kevin McCarthy made really vandal kind of appointments to it, the five Republicans, three of them voted to not certify Joe Biden as president, three of them. One of them is Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. And for some reason, it was announced yesterday that she's not going to veto any of them. Now, to review the bidding on this thing, the reason Nancy Pelosi set up the select committee was because the Republicans in the Senate under Moscow Mitch blocked a bipartisan committee of both houses. It had passed. In other words, a bipartisan investigation had passed the House of Representatives with 35 Republican votes and all the Democratic votes. Went in the Senate and had eight supporters on the Republicans in the Senate. So that's 58, all Democrats, eight Republicans. But it didn't have 60. It didn't have the extra two to break the filibuster. Moscow Mitch filibustered it. So now Moscow Mitch is going, well, it's not bipartisan. Well, excuse me, passed the House with 35 Republican votes and passed the Senate with eight Republican votes. You are vandalizing it. You're obstructing it. You're filibustering it. And you're giving me, okay, it's not bipartisan, baloney. It is bipartisan. So Nancy Pelosi said it was bipartisan. So we'll set it up in the House. We'll set it up in the House. And something like 35 Republicans thought that was fine. And there was a committee agreed to of 10 people, five and five, Republican, Democrat. Nobody could get subpoenaed without the agreement of both parties. And then you know what? That goes down. And they won't do it. Okay. What they did is they bait and switched. Okay, so she set up her own. He set up her own. The five and five wouldn't pass the Senate because of Moscow Mitch. So she set up her own. 13 people, eight appointed by Pelosi, five by McCarthy. And Pelosi said she'd appoint a Republican. She did, Liz Cheney. So there are only seven Democrats and six Republicans. Very fair. And the idea was, who does Kevin McCarthy put in? And he put in, all of these people are terrible. If I were she, I would veto anybody who voted to decertify Joe Biden. That's just sedition. That's sedition. But the one you have to decertify himself, you have to veto, is Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. He gave press conferences in January saying that that the attempt to certify Joe Biden, who won the election, was an attack on Trump, that it was an attack on Trump to say that Trump had anything to do with the January 6th insurrection. So you have a guy on there who has not only made up his mind, you might as well put a guy from the KGB on there. You might as well put a guy on there who wants to hurt the United States. And he has a mouth on him. He has a mouth on him. And all he did was shoot his mouth off during the Ukraine impeachment and every other impeachment. And he's going to sit there. He is absolutely going to sit there and he's mouth off. He'll just mouth off all the time, insult people. And the chairman, Benny Thompson of Mississippi, will say, the member is out of order, and he will give Benny Thompson the bird. That's what he'll do, figuratively speaking. And he'll keep shooting his mouth off. He'll try to make it a circus. So if I were Pelosi, but she didn't do it, I would say, three of these people are no good. They all refuse to certify Joe Biden, stand in the way of the electorate. But one of them is really no good. And he's the guy, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. And I am vetoing him. You can't have him. Put somebody else on. I don't want to be hearing about Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert or Matt Gaetz, okay? Or Mo Brooks or Nunez or Gomer or Gossert or any of these other sick people, okay? Put in somebody who's a featherless biped, okay? I don't care what he is. That's Aristotle's definition of a human being, a featherless biped. And that's all we're looking for in a Republican, somebody who did not vote to destroy our democracy. But he's on there. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. It could be that Nancy Pelosi is very crafty, very smart, and she may think, okay, what's going on here is that he's going to be such a jerk that he's going to be so obviously biased that it'll help us. Who knows? It's not a matter of helping us. It's a matter of helping the truth. It's a matter of getting the truth out. But here's a guy who said that the January 6th committee is an attack on Trump, and that was the bipartisan one that passed the House with 35 votes and the Senate with 8 Republican votes in Moscow. Mitch filibustered. And that's the one. That's the one that Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan had attacked. So you put the guy on there. Why don't you put Putin on there? Who really controls the Republican Party? Trump is Putin's agent. Okay, going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. We said bucks in six, and it was bucks in six.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.